everybody. It's time once again for another episode of OC Spotlight, the only show that takes a look at the most amazing people doing the most incredible things right here in our own backyard. And today, boy, have we got a big one today. We've got Orange County's largest mixer with us on the phone today here, and the creator, owner, the genius behind this, Steve Bernhardt. Hey, Steve.
Hey, how you doing? Yes, now you've got me excited. This is your intro.
Tell us what Orange County's largest mixer is.
All right. Well, this year will be the 15th annual Orange County's largest mixer, believe it or not.
Wow.
And this year's date is coming up on Thursday, March 29th.
Right around the corner.
4 p.m. till 8 p.m. And we're at the OC Fair and Event Center. We're in the big Costa Mesa building there. We fill it up. And it's just an evening of, it's all about bringing the local business community together, you know, to meet one another, to make new connections, you know, renew past, you know, business relationships and,
Meet and greet, mix and make new friends here. So everybody loves the idea of mixers, like chamber mixers. Did this grow out of that concept?
You know, that's exactly how it all began. I mean, actually, the largest mixer will be 20 years old this year. It all started in L.A., and that's how it started, was as a chamber mixer. 20 years ago, the chambers didn't communicate with each other like they do today, and the idea was to bring together 9 L.A. chambers, and that's how the largest mixer started, was as a chamber mixer, and then evolved over the years to what it is today.
And you now produce these all over the place. You have L.A.'s largest mixer, Orange County's largest mixers, and some other ones, too?
Yeah, two others. We do 4 annual events. The other two are Inland Empire and Las Vegas.
There you go. So what do I see when I walk in the door? Is it just a sea of people all passing out business cards?
Well, when you walk in, I mean, business cards are important. I mean, as much technology has advanced today, I still think of the world of making business contact, business connections. I mean, still a business card
is still your
main tool. You know what I mean? But when you come to the largest mixer, you're going to see a variety of things. One is, we'll have about 140 local businesses exhibiting
from
all different industries,
okay,
all different sizes. So you can, what's helpful for that is, you know, if you come there and you have specific, you know, a specific industry category that you work in, that will help you quickly identify, prospective people that you would want to reach out to based on, you know, what their business
are. These service providers, these are printers, accountants, attorneys, these are people providing services for businesses here in Orange County.
Correct. Yeah. I mean, you'll see everything under the sun. I mean, we have, and there's some things out there that, you know, that are directly business related, and some of them are, some things maybe for personal use, but there's, like I said, it's just, you can go to our website, OCMixer.com, and you can actually, on the under Orange County's link, you can actually see the current exhibitor lineup.
OCMixer.com, and there I'll see some of the vendors. There must be also a sponsor. Are there people talking there, or is this just a meet and greet?
We're what I call a pure play networking event, so we don't do any speakers. You know, so when people come, it's about 4 hours of plenty of opportunity to, you know, make connections, make personal connections with other people. So we try to keep it pure in that aspect of, you know, a pure play networking event.
So if I'm kind of shy, I can still, or if I'm going for a specific purpose, I can just go there and walk the room and check out all the different vendors and maybe find somebody that I need or I'm looking for. I can talk to them. I can see what they're doing. But at the same time, going on within the hall, there is just the typical network mixer. So people, give me some tips. What do I do? I'm scared to walk into a room full of people. I just walk up and introduce myself and say, hey, I'm Paul Roberts from OC Talk Radio. What do I do?
Well, I think we do a couple things, but first I would encourage people to do that. You know, this is an environment where that is welcome. People expect that. People want that. So don't be shy. You know, come here and, you know, people have name tags on. They'll have other ways to identify what they do. And do not hesitate to reach out and just do exactly what you said. Put your hand out and introduce yourself and start a conversation.
What?
But we also do create some opportunities to help people meet others.
And oh, okay.
So a couple of things that we do. One is Team Referral Network is a big partner of ours who's a professional networking group. They have the Team Referral Village. So that's a natural place for people to come and interact with each other. They'll also do some special networking activities like a speed network. They do 2 or 3 different speed networking.
Oh, sort of like speed dating where you put me somebody comes and sits at my table every 5 minutes. We change chairs or something here.
That's right. That's exactly right. And it's great. It's a lot of fun. And it's really the people that do it, Kelly Holmes and her team that do it, make it super fun, super not intimidating. It's awesome. They're fantastic. But another thing that we do is we'll be offering 9 different lounges at the event.
Mm.
And what we do is we kind of identify these by some broad industry categories. So let's say, for example, one of the lounges would be advertising, marketing, and media.
Mm.
And so there'll be a sign there that says people from those industries can meet here. So you kind of gravitate over to one of those lounges there.
Great
and
idea.
Again, introduce yourself. And those kind of helps kind of bring, you know, like-minded, you know, similar industry type of people together to start that conversation.
Yes.
So we do create some things. So it's not like you're just kind of walking in and, you know, just throwing you to the wolves.
First one you see, because I've done that. We've all gone to networking things, and sometimes I hate going. I go there and I say, oh, my God, I got stuck with the dog walker over here. And, you know, I'm sorry, but we're just not going to. I'm looking for somebody else here, and this poor guy's trying to pitch me on his dog walking service here.
Well, you know, the thing about it, just like you said, pitching, you know, one thing we try to discourage is this is not really a selling event. This is about building, starting relationships with people. You know, nobody likes to be sold to. Nobody likes to be sold to somebody they don't know. So what I always tell people is put your sales hat away. Come here with, open head and open heart, and come here to start to make some connections. And, you know, with time, particularly after the event, you know, through follow-up, if it's, you know, setting up the lunch or scheduling, you know, connecting on social media or exchanging emails or whatever, that's where the other part of the relationship develops.
Exactly.
But I always say you can't develop a customer you've never met.
Yeah.
So the idea at this event is to come and meet. And again, to be a successful networker, not only you can provide to somebody else, but what can they provide to you? You know what I mean? So, I mean,
yes.
Vice versa, I should say. It's about creating a win-win, a mutually, you know, beneficial relationship. So, you know, you need to come with that attitude.
Can I give you 2 more that drive me crazy? The typical networking event, I walk in the door, I say, hi, you know, okay, I guess I'll start here. Hi, I'm Paul Roberts. Hi, what do you do? And they start telling me, and while they're telling me, they look over my shoulder. Yeah, I do this. And they're looking around like, okay, this guy, who else can I get here? You know, and they're not connecting with me. They're just there to pass out as many business cards as quickly as possible. They'll give me their pitch, but they don't really want to hear what I do, nor do they really want to connect. They're just mass meeting people.
No, I understand exactly what you're saying. And trust me, I attend a lot of networking events. I mean, literally hundreds over a course of a year. So I look at all the, try to take the positives and understand the negatives. So, you know, for our event, you know, how do we avoid some of these kinds of things? And I'll be perfectly candid with you. You know, there are people out there that just are not networkers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so you need to cut yourself loose from those people as quickly as possible.
Exactly.
You know,
and the other one I hate is when it's all about me. So, okay, I figure you always start off saying, don't let me tell about me. Let me ask about you. Ask first. Show some interest. And then listen. I guess that's what I'm saying. When they tell this story, listen. Don't start looking around or looking over their shoulder. And then when they start to tell their story, don't say, hey, got to go. I told you my pitch,
yep,
but I don't want to hear yours.
Yeah. No, I always believe when I engage somebody, my lead is always, I want to spend more time. I'm embarrassed if I spend more time talking about myself than them telling me, you know, me asking them questions about them. You know, so I think that's the role. I mean, it's an art, to be honest with you, to be a
it
very
really
good
is. It really is. Somebody
really
should do
one.
Some.
It's
you,
an art.
You should create some tips or something for the future, you know, tips on how to be a successful networker, because I think most of us are really lousy at it. We're either reluctant to do it, we're hesitant to, we don't know how to start, we don't know how to handle it, we get caught up with the wrong person, all these problems that keep us from doing more of these things. But here's an opportunity, folks. Orange County's largest mixer. Yep. Doesn't get any bigger or better than this. If you want to see the biggest cross-section of people, and I love the idea of specific areas so you can really hone in and target in on people in some area or interest or area where you're involved, go check it out. What's the date again, and where is it?
Again, it's Thursday, March 29th from 4 p.m. till 8 p.m., and we're at the OC Fair and Event Center. And we're in the, again, Costa Mesa building. You won't be able to miss it, though, when they put you into parking lot number 1.
Yeah.
We'll have people out there to greet you, and we'll have signage and everything to direct you to the venue. But we encourage people to come out, and I'm glad we talked about some of those people that might be a little bit shy and that kind of thing.
Right. Because I think a lot of people listening say, gee, I wish I could go, but I've just had such bad experiences, or I'm so bad at doing it here. No, come on out, try it. It's a skill that only gets better if you keep doing it here. What's the cost? $20? Is that what it is to get in the door here?
$20. You can pre-purchase tickets through our website, or you can pay at the door. It's $20 general admission. And so in addition to all the network you can handle, we'll have about 1,000 restaurants doing some free sampling there. Again, we can participate in things with the team referrals doing. It's just we hope we give you more than your money's worth.
There you go. And 100 plus vendors there with exhibiting like you would see at a typical kind of community fair, or whatever. You can have a chance to wander around and see all sorts of different service providers, including OC Talk Radio. Hey, we'll be there. We're going to be broadcasting live, something new we've never tried before. We're going to be streaming live. We can't be the full 4 hours. We'll be there from 5 to 8. Streaming live. Go find our booth there and come up and say hi. We'd love to put a face in front of our audience. You know, we talk to people all the time, but we don't always talk to them face to face. So come on up and say hi and learn more about what we're doing and learn more about what your community is doing at Orange County's largest mixer, Thursday, March 29th, 4 to 8 at the OC Fairgrounds. Thank you, Steve, for coming on.
Thank you, and we're excited to have you at the event. We look forward to seeing you on the 29th.
Okay, we'll see you then. Once again, you've been listening to another episode of OC Spotlight, the only show taking a look at the most incredible people doing the most interesting things right here in your own backyard, like the upcoming Orange County's largest mixer, Thursday, March 29th, 4 to 8, at the fairgrounds. See us. We'll be there.